KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wauhigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined for the second time this season by Wauhigh senior Colt Pemberton for our player profile interview. And Colt, as we're conducting this interview, it is during a Tuesday evening practice leading up to a Friday contest against Chiawana and prior to a road trip to Richland next Tuesday, when the Blue Devils will be taking on the Hanford Falcons as we get into the second round of Mid-Columbia Conference play. Now, obviously, the first round of Mid-Columbia Conference play could have been a lot better. You look at that heartbreaking loss at Hermiston as one example, a close loss to Southridge, a game that was right there for the taking at Kennewick. So when people look at records, they can be rather misleading, can't they?
Yeah, the record doesn't look too good right now, but where we're losing these games are in the first quarter. I mean, we're getting down, like, I think Hermiston, it was like 10 points, and we were just fighting our way back the whole time. And eventually we did get the lead at the end, but they took it back and won the game with a buzzer beater, and that sucks. And Southwood, we were just chasing them the whole time, so... We just need to come out with more energy pregame. We need to work on when we're coming out, warm-ups, just get high energy, talk a lot. And I think that will help us a lot in these next upcoming games, because these are some big games. We got Southridge, Hanford, we got all the big ones coming up, and we need to win those for our record.
Yes, indeed, and there will be some challenges. Obviously, the teams that you played at home during the first round will be road games the second round, and vice versa. And all the challenges figure to be very steep indeed in what is always a very competitive and very game Mid-Columbia Conference.
Yeah, the MCC has always been, it's always difficult. This year, there's one leader in the pack, but other than that, we're all pretty close down low. So we really got to fight for the seeding, especially in the second half of this season, because we lost some games we shouldn't have. So we'll try and pick it back up, and it'll be difficult, but we can get it done.
Now, from your standpoint, what is it going to take for the Blue Devils to have a better second round record wise?
It's all going to come in practice and just energy. Like, I know we can beat these teams that we're playing. It all comes down to energy. We aren't focused. We just need, if we focus up and we really scout these teams, we put all our effort into it. I know we can beat them. It's just whether we're going to show up that day or not.
And it looks like the Tuesday evening practice session isn't short of exuberance or enthusiasm by any means.
No. Today's been a good practice. We're shooting well today, so hopefully we can carry that into Chiawana this Friday.
Yes, indeed, and they provide a stiff challenge, and in early February, the Richland Bombers will be coming to town in what I believe will be Coach Stroyford's 27th and final season as the head coach of the Richland Bombers, his final trip to the Wauhigh Gym as coach of the Richland Bombers. That one of the highlights without question, and I'm sure a lot of people are also anxious for that Hermiston game after that tough loss that occurred in Hermiston last month.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to playing Hermiston again. I mean, we definitely didn't play our best, but I think going back and looking at that game, it was a really mark for us, like where we can be versus where we can go. We've seen like plays in that game where we do great and others where we do horrible, and we want to be more on the upside because it was all over the graph on that one.
Yes, indeed, and a big question for me. I don't know if it's a big question for Blue Devil Nation, but who do you think was hurting more after that Hermiston game? Was it the play-by-play guy, or was it the players?
I think it might have been the play-by-play guy over here. I mean, it was a rough watch. I don't blame him.
Well, I just thought I'd throw that out there. I just felt so badly for the coaches. I felt so badly for you guys because, yes, you didn't play your best game, but it's never going to be pretty on the road. But the way you guys battled back, fought back, showed a lot of that guts, a lot of the grit, a lot of the guile that you would expect from a Wauhigh boys basketball team, and then to have it unrewarded at the end just made it hurt even more. But no doubt that if we see more second halves like we saw at Hermiston in December, things may be just fine in the second round of league.
Yeah, absolutely. If we play like that and we play as a team, I have no doubt that we can make playoffs and hopefully go to state.
Those are the comments of Wahai senior Colt Pemberton, bringing to an end our player profile segment, and it was presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Spencer Hessler, as we're conducting this interview, it is after a Tuesday evening practice leading up to a Friday game against Chiawana, and then some meat and potatoes type scheduling for the Blue Devils at Hanford on Tuesday, at Sageview on Friday, and then a home game with Hermiston on Saturday to conclude what is going to be a very, very busy week of MCC basketball.
Yes, very, very important games on our schedule. Hanford's just a game, I think, as a program we need to win. On the road, those are the games we've been winning in the past, and it's no different this year. We got to go there, play good. It's a hard place to play for whatever reason. We struggle there. It's always on Tuesday nights after MLK Day. So we got to find a way to play on the road there, play well on the road, and get a win there. Sageview's also, I mean, we beat them at home, which was great. We're tied with them right now in the 3A side of our division, so that's a very important win for us on the road if we can get that. And then Hermiston at home, I don't want to use must wins, but that's they're a game behind us in the conference right now. Beat us on the road on a heartbreaking loss. We don't need to dive into that too much, but that's one. If we want to get to where we want to go at the end of the year, we got to find a way to win that game. So that's all I got. It's a very important stretch for us, yeah.
Without question, it's a very, very important stretch. The second round of Mid-Columbia Conference play is well underway, and is it hard to believe that we are past the midway point of MCC play?
It is. It always goes fast. I mean, you get to this point right now, it kind of slows down a little bit because you don't have as many Tuesday games. So the practices are back to 4 days a week, which is good and bad. We need practice time, but sometimes I think guys just want to play. But it always does go fast, and this second half will go, I mean, 2.5-3 weeks, and we'll be probably playoff time. And it goes too fast than you'd want it to go, but it's a great process. I enjoy every minute of it.
Now, for the most part, when I think of Wahai practices, I think of 4 to 6. 6 to 8, but occasionally the boys don't mind mixing it up early in the mornings. Some of these Mondays recently have featured a practice, at 6 in the morning?
6 a.m., if we have no Tuesday game, we go 6 o'clock on Monday, Wednesdays, and some of the guys complain about it. I think it's good, gets us up, gets us moving. We lift after school. On a selfish note, my family really appreciates having me home. I get to see my kids for dinner that whole week, so... because basketball season is very time-consuming. I knew what I signed up for doing this job. I know there's going to be a little sacrifice with my family, but to have a chance to go early, get a good practice in, get a lot of shots up, then have time at the end of the day to see my family, it's a win for me.
And this is a great group of guys, no question about it. And I'm thinking, okay, at first they're a little up in arms about the early morning practices, but I imagine once the ball gets rolling, so to speak, they're laser-focused.
Yeah, we have good. If it wasn't a good practice, we wouldn't do it. The guys rally, they get through there. I think for the most, I would say we have 10 guys on varsity. 9 of them enjoy it. I won't throw single one guy out. There's one guy that's very vocal about not enjoying it. I would say 90% of the guys enjoy getting it done and enjoy the process.
And I suspect the seniors are at the top of the list when it comes to these 6 o'clock practices, as far as enthusiasm and exuberance.
Yeah, I think, 6 o'clock for seniors, juniors, and sophomores. You know, I'm used to it. Our coaches are good. I have coffee in my hand. But it's a good life skill. You got sometimes you're going to have jobs, wake up early. You still got to come out and perform and do well. So I expect them to show up and have energy and find a way to get a good practice in.
And I'm guessing those practice sessions are opportunities without question to get a lot of good work in. And then now that we're in the second round of Mid-Columbia Conference play, I'm guessing that realizing what's at stake, they realize that, yes, these 6 o'clock in the morning practices, hopefully in the long term, look back and say, well, they were certainly worth it.
And, yeah, I hope so. I mean, we get a lot of shooting up. That's what I like about them. We're not, I mean, if you look at our stats, we're not a great shooting team. So anytime we can get a chance to get a lot of reps up on shots, game shots, I think we got to take advantage of that. So I'm hoping to see our numbers maybe start trending up a little bit the second half of the season with more morning practices, getting more shots up, and hoping to get better shooting percentage from that.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at Hanford High School, Roy Elia continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on the boys' side with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Walhigh Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler. At guard, Kalama Roberson, 5 feet 11 inches tall and a sophomore. At guard, Micah Eggert, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a junior. At a guard slash forward, Derek Bingham, 6 feet tall and a junior. At a guard slash forward, Colt Pemberton, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. And Niall Dumpser at guard, 6'1 and a senior. Starting lineup for the Hanford Falcons, as announced by head coach Alan Griffin. At a wing slash guard, Garrett Coe, 6 feet tall and a junior. Maddox Riley at a forward slash guard, 6 feet tall and a junior. At guard, Derek Rowe, 6 feet tall and a junior. Dalton Jenkin at forward, 6 feet 4 inches tall and a senior. And Connor Clifton at a wing slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a junior. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. That's going to do it for our pregame show on the boys' side, presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. Before we go any further, we want to wish Lucy Billingsley a happy 18th birthday, and the Blue Devils providing a nice birthday present for Lucy. Lucy and company defeating the Hanford girls earlier this evening by a score of 70-32. We can also report in earlier action this evening, the Walhigh boys junior varsity also victorious. We told you earlier that the Walhigh girls JV also winning tonight as well. They defeated the Baby Falcons, a final score of 37-33. Our first quarter, this upcoming boys contest presented by our good friend, former Walhigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. We'll be getting this contest underway around 7:35 on this Tuesday night. Colt Pemberton to jump center for the Blue Devils. He will be opposed in the center circle by Dalton Jenkin. And we are set and ready to go here at the Hanford High School Gymnasium in Richland. Again, delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage. And the tip is controlled by Hanford, and we are underway. Rowe with the basketball against Micah Eggers. Five host Jenkins. Now it's on the near side to Clifton. Clifton inside for Jenkins. Near side Clifton. Nice fake on Bingham. Puts up a three near side. It's around and out. A heartbreak. And the rebound knocked out of bounds by Hanford. It will be Blue Devil basketball. Nice fake near side by Clifton. Got Derek off his feet. The good news is he could not connect from the near side. And the ball out of bounds to the Blue Devils. Micah Eggert in the backcourt. Crosses the midcourt line. He is closely guarded by Coe. Got a pick by Pemberton. Picked up in the switch by Clifton. Out front dumps her. A three straight away by Nile. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Bingham. Bingham in the lane. Attempted a pass, it was deflected, recovered by Dumpster. Now it is Pemberton down in the low block. Far corner Dumpster, three on the way, is going to be an air ball and taken by Hanford. Taken by Jenkins. Near side, it's Rowe with the basketball, gets it in the near corner. Here's a three put up by Coe, that's off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected once, twice, taken by Pemberton, far side. Pemberton off for Micah Eggert. Eggert driving far side, lost the basketball. Had it knocked away, but it's recovered by Pemberton. Far side to Micah Eggert. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Ball bounced in for Pemberton. Pemberton into the lane. Around his man. Puts the ball up and in! Colt with an early stud move as he got around Jenkins in the low block, and the Blue Devils lead 2-0. 6:35 and counting left in the first quarter. Here is Clifton driving all the way. Has his shot blocked far side by Eggert, taken by Bingham. Bingham into the front court on the dribble for the Blue Devils. He will take it in deep on the right-hand side, put up a short jumper and miss it, and the rebound off to Jenkins. Now it is off to Rowe. Rowe with a basketball. Gets it in the near corner. Open for a three is Riley. It's up and good. And Hanford up 3-2. 6:05 and counting left in the first. Roberson hands it off near side to Eggert. Eggert against Coe. Drives around Coe. Drives into the lane. Bounce on the far side. Roberson into the lane. Nice spin move, and he is going to be knocked to the deck and fouled. That foul on Jenkins of Hanford. And Kalama Roberson to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. With 5:44 left in the first. 3-2 in favor of Hanford. Deep breath by Kalama. First free throw. Good. Kalama Roberson ties the game at 3-3. 2 minutes and 16 seconds into the first quarter. Last meeting between the two teams. The Blue Devils victorious in the Wahai Gym. 70-50. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt by Roberson finds the mark, and the Blue Devils up 4-3. Lost ball recovered near side by Riley. Riley gets it on the near wing to Rowe. Now they swing it to the far side to Coe. Coe to the top of the key against Dumpster. Now he'll baseball it far side to Clifton. Clifton against Bingham. Spin move on Bingham. Goes into the lane. Drops it off for Jenkins. Lane put up and good by Jenkins. Dalton Jenkins with the field goal. And it's 5-4 in favor of Hanford. Bingham with the basketball. Goes into the lane. Throws one up. No, but he is fouled as he knifed through two Hanford Falcons. And that foul is called on Jenkins. Dalton Jenkins with a foul. And Derek Bingham to the free throw line for a couple of charity tosses. Presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. Here is the first with 5:10 left in the first. It's around and good. Zip zone Conoco substitution into the ball game for Hanford is Asa Perks. Perks replaces Jenkins. Free throw by Derek Bingham. Good. Line drive shot finds the mark, and the Blue Devils reclaim the lead. It's 6-5. 5:05 and counting left in the first quarter. With the basketball is Perks. Perks drives near side, gets it in the near corner to Clifton. Now they get it up top to the Falcons to Rowe. Rowe, spin move in the lane. Shot over Eggert is no good. Gets his own rebound. Gets it in the far corner to Coe. Coe along the baseline. Gets it to a cutting at Rowe. Rowe puts the ball up and in, going down the middle of the lane. Hanford cashes in. An offensive rebound. Falcons lead 7-6. 4:35 and counting left in the first quarter. Eggert with a basketball, near side, gets it up top, dumpster open, three on the way by Nile, off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Hanford, taken by Perks. Near side, it's Rowe. Rowe front court on the dribble against Eggert. In the near corner, it goes to Coe. Back on the near wing, it goes to Rowe. Might have been a travel, but no whistle. Near side, Clifton. Clifton into the lane. He'll lay the ball up and in. 9-6 in favor of Hanford. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update as we pass the midway point of the first quarter. Up top, Bingham with the basketball. Off for Micah Eggert. Closely guarded by Coe. High post to Bingham. Bingham into the lane, has the ball knocked away, stolen by Riley. Riley to the other end, he'll lay the ball up and in. Blue Devils not off to a good start. It's 11-6 in favor of Hanford. Dumpster near side to Eggert. Top of the key to Pemberton. Now to Eggert. Round a pick by Pemberton. Goes into the lane. Scoops one up and in! Eggs all around for Blue Devil Nation. Let's go over easy this time, shall we? 11-8 Hanford. 3:14 and counting left in the first quarter. And we're going to have a pushing foul called on Micah Eggert, as he fouled a driving Derek Rowe. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Jacob Griffith into the ball game for the Blue Devils for Derek Bingham. 3:13 left in the first quarter. 11-8 in favor of Hanford. Ball looped out front. Knocked away by Dumpster, but it's recovered by Clifton. Connor Clifton with a basketball. Dribbles to the far side. Drops it off for Riley. High post. It goes to Perks. Perks into the lane against Pemberton. Bounces it near side. Slashing to the goal is Rowe. Gets it in the far corner for a three that is up and good by Riley. Riley hits the three, and Hanford up 14-8. Here's a three from the far corner by Griffith. It's no good. Long rebound near side taken by Dumpster. Niall Dumpster between the rings to Micah Eggert. Eggert closely guarded by Coe once again. Bounce the far side to Pemberton. Free throw line extended. Up top for Dumpster. Near side, Eggert. Micah Eggert with 10 on the shot clock. Dribbles out front with 8 on the shot clock. With 7. Guarded by Clifton. Goes into the lane. Nice move. He'll do a crossover for 2. Holy Toledo! What a move on the part of Eggert. Got by his man initially. Got away from Clifton. And then a nice crossover move to get away from Perks in the lane. And his deuce makes it 14-10 in favor of Hanford. Exactly 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Clifton driving to the basket, and Clifton is going to be grabbed and fouled. Grabbing foul going to be called on Colt Pemberton. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Gabe Davenport in for the Blue Devils. He's in for Niall Dumpster. And Brennan Fuller is in for Hanford. He replaces Coe. Hanford to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Front court, ball into Clifton. Clifton far side, got away from Davenport. Three on the way, good. Three threes in the first quarter for the Falcons, who lead 17-10. Going into the lane strong is Roberson. Puts it up, no good, but a foul is going to be called. A foul on Hanford. Foul was called on Clifton. Kalama Roberson to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 1:43 left in the first. Free throw off the back of the rim. Scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Derek Bingham has re-entered the Blue Devil lineup. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw off the back of the rim and through for Kalama Roberson. The Blue Devils down by a half dozen, 17-11. Hanford in possession of the basketball. Perks at the high post against Cole Pemberton. One dribble, stops. Bounce pass inside. Lane put up and good, and a foul called. Rowe with that lay-in. And the foul is called on the Blue Devils. That is three team fouls aside. And Rowe will step to the stripe for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, looking to give Hanford a 9-point lead. The free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Roberson. So he does not complete the 3-point play. It's 19-11 Hanford. Bingham in the near corner to Davenport. Now to Roberson. Between the rings to Derek Bingham. Far side, Colt Pemberton. Off to Gabe Davenport. Between the rings to Roberson. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Roberson into the lane. Near corner here is Davenport for three. That is an air ball, and the rebound to Hanford. Taken by Rowe. Rowe into the front court. Rowe going to take it in the lane. Spin move on Bingham. Shot put up. Missed it. Off the front of the rim. And the rebound off to Derek Bingham. Bingham into the front court. Dribbles to the far side. And he's going to be bumped and fouled by Clifton. With 48 seconds left in the first quarter. That is two on Clifton. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. First, a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Coe back for the Falcons. He is in for Clifton. Derek Bingham to inbound the basketball. Far corner to Davenport. Davenport, far wing to Bingham. Bingham into the lane. Derek drops it inside on the alley-oop. Pemberton cannot finish, and the rebound comes off to Rowe. Pass in the front court to a cherry-picking Coe. Blows the lay-in, and the rebound off to Davenport. Pass in the front court, Pemberton. Pemberton far side. Lays the ball up and in. Colt Pemberton with four in the game. It's 19-13 in favor of Hanford. Shot clock is off. Down to 15 seconds left in the quarter. Here's a drive into the lane by Riley. Shot put up. Air ball. Rebound comes off to Bingham. 8 seconds left in the quarter. Bingham with six. With five. Crosses the midcourt line. Three. Two. Goes into the lane. Bingham puts up a jumper. It's good at the buzzer. Derek Bingham beats the first quarter buzzer. Gives the Blue Devils a little lift at the end of the first quarter. After one, Hanford 19, Wahigh 15. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Hanford High Gym in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Hanford High Gym. Wahigh Blue Devil boys trailing the Hanford Falcons 19-15. A Zip Zone Conoco substitution between quarters for the Blue Devils. Two, in fact, Micah Eggert and Luke Higgins. Eggert misses a jumper from the far side. Got nothing but glass. Too strong on that one. And Hanford comes away with a basketball. Here is Coe on the far side. Couple of dribbles, going to hand it off on the far side to Riley. Now to Jenkins, top of the key extended against Jacob Griffith. 10 seconds on the shot clock with the basketball now is Fuller. Gets it in the near corner for a three that is up and missed by Riley. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Hanford. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Jenkin in disbelief. A little backcourt pressure by the Falcons. Ball inbounded to Micah Eggert. Eggert into the front court. Eggert, top of the key to Jacob Griffith. Looks to drive on Jenkin. Far corner to Bingham. Bingham along the baseline. Near corner, here is Eggert. A three on the way by Micah. Yes, sir! A Bruce Reed three from the near corner for Micah Eggert. Eggs all around for Blue Devil Nation this time. Let's go sunny side up. That Bruce Reed three means $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. And a three-point response at the other end. Far side by Coe. That is four trays in the game for the Falcons, who lead 22-18. We're a minute and a half into the second quarter. Bring him with a basketball. Free throw line jumper for Derek. Is around and in. He got it. Derek Bingham with a half dozen in the game. 22-20, Hanford 6:20 and counting left in the second quarter. Jenkin with a basketball. Off for Riley. Against Micah Eggert. He'll dribble to the far side. Going to hand it off to Fuller. Fuller, top of the key. Pulls up for a jumper. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound off to Jenkin. Jenkin against Higgins. And he passes on the far side to Riley. Riley will drive into the lane. Goes all the way. Left-handed lay-in, no good. And the rebound off to Gabe Davenport. Davenport front court. Far side. Off for Micah Eggert. Eggert brings it out on the dribble. Dribbles to the near side. Picked up in a switch by Jenkin. Goes into the lane. Gets bumped and pushed and shoved and fouled. That might be the third personal on Jenkin. No. It's going to be called on Rowe. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for both teams. Clifton back for Hanford. Alama Roberson back for the Blue Devils. 22-20 Hanford, 5:43 left in the second quarter. Again, delighted to have you with us for our Wahai basketball coverage on this Tuesday night. We'll be at Sageview High School in Pasco on Friday night. Airtime, 5:15. Here's Eggert along the baseline. Bounce it in the lane for Jay Griff. Shot put up. Bounced on the rim three times. No good. Rebound off to Eggert. Eggert dribbles to the far side. Dribbles out of harm's way. Now it is Jay Griff. Far side to Micah Eggert. 5:20 and counting left in the second quarter. 22-20 in favor of Hanford. Near side, Jay Griff gets it inside for Higgins. Reverse lay-in by Higgins is good! Cool hand Luke! Delivering a beautiful reverse lay-in to tie the score at 22-all. 5:05 and counting the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. Bounce pass on the far side. Now it's in the far corner. It is a three-point attempt up and good by Fuller. Here come the Blue Devils trailing 25-22. Bingham far side with a basketball. Bingham will drive near side. Gets by his man. Leaves a lay-in short. Got by Rowe, but could not finish. Near side with a basketball is Coe. Heath spots up for three, and that one is good. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 4:32 left in the second quarter. 28-22 Hanford, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Hanford 28, Wahai Boys 22, 4:32 left in the second quarter. Welcome back to Hanford High School. Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tobin's Pharmacy broadcast location. Second level of the Hanford High Gym. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Here is Micah Eggert, near side to Luke Higgins. Up top for Eggert. Eggert driving far side, had the ball knocked away, gets it up top, Pemberton, three on the way by Colt, not close. Long rebound comes off to Eggert, now to Dumpster. Dumpster into the lane. Stops just inside the free throw line. Shot clock at 5. Shot clock at 4. Here is Dumpster with a basketball. Driving far side. Bounce pass in for Pemberton, who scores as the shot clock expires. Composure and poise at its best. 28-24 Hanford, 3:50 and counting left in the second quarter. That is your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Clifton far side with a basketball. Gets it in the far corner. Here's a three put up by Fuller. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected by Roberson. Taken by Micah Eggert. Near side, here is Dumpster. In the far corner, here is Higgins spotting up for a three. It's good! Cool hand Luke rattles one home from the far side. And a quick timeout called by Hanford with 3:30 remaining in the second quarter. Hanford 28. Wahai 27, and we will keep it here and tell you that our scoreboard update earlier in the quarter, presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Luke Higgins, a three just moments ago, a Bruce Reed three, means $10 more. For Big Blue Boosters, thank you, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Very much appreciated. The timeout period is over. Hanford leading 28-27. Falcons possess the basketball. Jagan, top of the key extended, hands it off to Rowe. Rowe on the dribble. Dribbles to the near side. Gives it off to Fuller. Now it is Clifton. Clifton near side against Roberson. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Top of the key to Jenkins. Now to Clifton. Around a screen. Puts it up. Going to be off the mark. And the rebound off to Higgins. Luke Higgins into the front court near side. Stops on the wing. Up top for Roberson. Roberson into the lane. Cut off. Pass near side. Deflected out of bounds by Coe. And the Blue Devils will retain. Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline front court. Right in front of the Hanford bench. 2:51 left in the second quarter. 28-27 Hanford. Ball inbounded to Micah Eggert. Eggert around a pick by Pemberton. Here is Dumpster wide open for three. Off the mark. Rebound to Pemberton. Pemberton against Jenkins. Pass on the far side is past Higgins and out of bounds. The pass a bit too tall for Luke. And the Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Ball comes in to Derek Rowe. Rowe near side on the dribble. In the front court. Jenkins top of the key. Against Cole Pemberton. Has the ball knocked away. Recovered it. Backdoor pass inside. Going to be an errant pass taken by Eggert. Rowe saved it from going out of bounds, but right to Eggert. Far side Higgins. Spots up for a three. That is way off the mark. And an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Cole Pemberton. Luke Higgins that time shooting from the far side, not in rhythm. And that's unfortunate as Zip Zone Conoco substitutions enter the ball game. And Coach Spencer Hessler thinking that perhaps Colt Pemberton did not go over the back as the officials think that he did. Bad break for the Blue Devils with 2:14 left in the second quarter. Hanford keeps a one-point edge, 28-27. Hanford in possession. Perks near side to Rowe. Top of the key. Now it's on the far side to Clifton. Clifton to the top of the key. Stops. Now it's on the near side. Coe. Coe will drive into the lane. Drop it up inside for Perks, who lays the ball up and in. And now we have a sideline warning called on the Blue Devils. Before the Blue Devils can inbound the basketball in the backcourt. That whistle stops the clock with a minute and 49 seconds left in the second quarter. 30-27 in favor of Hanford. Now two officials going to have a discussion in the middle of the floor. So Blue Devils need to be careful. Sideline warning issued to the visitors. Blue Devils dressed in road black jerseys, as were their female counterparts earlier this evening. Our congratulations to Coach Mike Clark and his Lady Blue Devils defeating Hanford earlier this evening by a score of 70-32. The first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Tuesday night. Micah Eggert with the basketball. Picked up in a switch far side by Riley thanks to a pick by Pemberton. Three out front by Dumpster is no good. Long rebound off to Pemberton. Pemberton into the lane. Far corner to Roberson. Roberson goes inside and lays the ball up and in. A key offensive rebound by Pemberton leading to that basket, and it's 30-29 in favor of Hanford. Driving on the near side is Coe. Kicks it out on the wing to Rowe. 1:13 and counting left in the second quarter. Rowe gets it in the far corner. Wide open. Coe for three. It's good. And Hanford continuing to hurt the Blue Devils from outside the arc. It's 33-29 in favor of Hanford. We go inside of a minute. Time remaining second quarter. Here is Eggert dropping inside for Pemberton on a pick and roll. And Colt lays the ball up and in. Pemberton with eight. 33-31. Hanford clipped the near side for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Derek Bingham. 37 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. Here is Bingham with the basketball. Going to take it all the way, and he will score! Going down the far side. Bada-bing! Bada-boom! And we are tied at 33 with 25 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. With the basketball, the Hanford Falcons. Riley goes into the lane, gets it up top. Here is Perks. They dare him to shoot the three. He does and misses badly. And the rebound off to Pemberton. Pemberton into the front court. Stops. High post up top for Eggert. Shot clock is off. Down to 8 seconds left in the quarter. Down to six. Down to five. Top of the key. Here is Pemberton. Far side. Here is Bingham. Going to launch a three. Far side. Yes, sir! Holy Toledo! Derek Bingham buries a Bruce Reed three from the deep far corner at the buzzer. $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. And the Blue Devils will go to the locker room with a three-point lead here at halftime. Wahi 36, Hanford 33. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County halftime after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Hanford High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Hanford High Gym. The Wahi Blue Devil boys leading the Hanford Falcons here at the halftime break, 36-33. And our halftime report presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics. presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Basco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. First half scoring for the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with 5, Micah Eggert, 7, Derek Bingham, 11, Luke Higgins, 5, Colt Pemberton with 8. The Blue Devils with 14 first-half field goals, 3 Bruce Reed threes. The Blue Devils 5-for-6 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils were called for 3 personal fouls. For Hanford, Coe with 9, Perks 2, Fuller 3, Riley 8, Rowe 4, Jenkin 2, Clifton 5. Hanford with 13 field goals in the first half, 7 from three-point territory. The Falcons 0-for-1 from the free-throw line, and Hanford was called for 5 personal fouls. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Basco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. And our halftime score, Wahai 36, Hanford 33. We will continue the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Hanford High School in Richland. Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Continuing our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report by telling you the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction set for March the 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. The event will begin at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served at 6. Individual tickets are available for $50. And if I'm not mistaken, table sponsorships are also available to you. And more information can be obtained by contacting Big Blue Boosters or Walla Walla High School. Don't forget, we'll have Blue Devil basketball for you on Friday night. We'll be back in the Tri-Cities. We'll be in Pasco to bring you a Mid-Columbia Conference doubleheader between the Wahai Blue Devils and Sageview Lobos. The girls' game scheduled to tip off Friday night at 5:45, followed by the boys' game at 7:30. We will take the air at 5:15 on Friday night, right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And then matinee action on Saturday from the Wahai Gym. The Blue Devils will be playing host to the Hermiston Bulldogs. The girls' game at 3:15. The boys' game at 5. We will take the air Saturday afternoon at 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. That's going to do it for our halftime report. It was sponsored by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Wahai 36, Hanford 33. We'll have second half action for you from the Tri-Cities after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The third quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Just about set to begin the third quarter. This Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game, the Wahai Blue Devils leading the Hanford Falcons 36-33. The Blue Devils outscored Hanford in the second quarter 21-14. Hanford, late in the first quarter, you'll recall, led at 19-11. The three ball keeping Hanford close. Seven of their 13 first half field goals from outside the arc. Hanford will possess to begin the second half of this contest. Rowe with the basketball. That's up top to Jenkins. Hands it off to Rowe. Our side Riley. Riley into the lane. On the near side to Coe, and a ball lost. Ball taken by the Blue Devils. Near side here is Roberson going all the way to score. Roberson scores one for the team. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. 38-33, the Blue Devils. Here's a lane put up and good. Nice cutting on the part of the Falcons. And Jenkins finds Riley for a lay-in. 38-35, the Blue Devils. A little bit of zone pressure broken by the Blue Devils. Here is Bingham on the far side. On the baseline, near side, here's Eggert spotting up for a three. Bang! Bruce Reed, three for the Blue Devils. $10 more. Big Blue Boosters, compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Shot put up far side, missed by Rowe. Blue Devils come the other way. Blue Devils leading 41-35. 6:48 and counting left in the third quarter. Near side here is Roberson on the drive. Cut off in the low block in the far corner. Dumps her for three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Jenkins. Jenkins outlets it on the near side to Rowe. Rowe gets it in the near corner. Here is Coe. Three on the way. It's around and off a heartbreak, and the rebound comes off to Micah Eggert. Eggert down the near side. Gets it in the near corner. Dumps her open. Three on the way. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound deflected by Bingham. Taken by Hanford. Hanford in transition down the far side. It's Riley. Gets it on the wing. Far side. Coe for three. It's off the rim. No good. And the rebound comes off to Roberson. Bounce it near side to Eggert. Micah into the front court with a basketball. Off for Roberson. Drives strong, far side, puts it up off the glass, no. Rebound comes off to Pemberton, gets it up top, Eggert, three on the way. It's good! Another Bruce Reed three, and $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones, and a timeout called by Hanford with 5:49 left in the third. Wahai 44, Hanford 35, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable. but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro can help you create personalized strategies to reach your financial goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Hanford High School Gymnasium in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys, 44. The Hanford Falcons, 35. Our score. The timeout period is over. Both teams back out on the floor. And Hanford will inbound on the front court baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. 5:49 left in the third quarter. Blue Devils starting the quarter with an 8-2 surge. Falcons in possession. Rowe. Far side to Riley. Riley into the lane just inside the free throw line. Cut off by Roberson. Good defense by Kalama. Near side Clifton in the near corner to Rowe. Bounce it inside for Jenkin. Jenkin against Colt Pemberton. Backs him in. Throws up a baby hook. That's no good. Left it short. Rebound off to Pemberton. Had the ball knocked away. It's taken by Hanford. Shot put up and good by Coe. 44-37, the Blue Devils. 5:15 and counting left third quarter. A much-needed basket for the Falcons. Hagert with a basketball. Dribbles far side against Rowe. Pass out front. Bingham gets away from Coe. Hits it in the far corner. Here's Dumpster for three. Good! Another Bruce Reed three. A Dumpster fire here in the third quarter. Niall Dumpster, his first field goal of the game. A Bruce Reed three. $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. 47-37, the Blue Devils. 4:40 and counting left in the third quarter. Here's a drive by Clifton. He lays the ball up and in. Nice drive near side by Clifton. 47-39, the Blue Devils. 3.5 minutes into the third quarter. Hagert with a basketball. Near side, here is Roberson driving. Roberson reverse lay-in may have been blocked. And the loose ball comes off to Coe. Near side to Rowe. Rowe with a basketball. High post, off for Jenkin. Jenkin against Colt Pemberton. Bounce it in the near corner to Riley. Riley gets it up top to Clifton near the midcourt line. Far side, it is Rowe. 13 on the shot clock. He'll drive far side. Stop in deep on the left-hand side. Miss a short jumper. Rebound off to Hagert. Hagert into the front court with a basketball. Hagert gets it on the near side. Here's Bingham spotting him up for a three. It's in and out, a heartbreak, and the rebound off to Jenkin. Jenkin with the rebound for Hanford. Far side to Riley. 47-39, the Blue Devils. 3:43 and counting left in the third. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Clifton with a basketball. Off to Rowe. Rowe dribbles to the near side. Directs a little traffic. Guarded by Niall Dumpster. Far side, it's Jenkin. Jenkin into the lane, stops, and he is bumped and fouled, I believe, by Colt Pemberton. Colt with a foul. And Hanford will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. But first, Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Nate Allen in for the Blue Devils for Kalama Roberson. Hanford with a substitution. Fuller has re-entered. He is in for Rowe. Hanford to inbound. Ball up top near the midcourt line. Taken by Fuller. Here is Clifton against Dumpster. Driving far side. In deep on the left-hand side. Nice defense by Niall. Gets it near side. Three on the way put up. It is not close. That attempt by Riley. And the Blue Devils come away with a basketball. Hagert, after getting the pass from Pemberton. On a pick by Colt. Stops on the near wing. Gets it up top. Dumpster against Clifton. Dumpster looks to drive by him. Bounce it in the far corner. Here's Allen for three. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Hanford, taken by Riley. Now it's Jenkin. Far side to Clifton. 47-39, the Blue Devils. 2:48 and counting left in the third. And here's a drive far side for two by Clifton. And Spencer Hessler wants a 30-second timeout with 2:43 left in the third. 47-41 in favor of the Blue Devils. There was some extracurricular activity on the far side. Bingham and Coe got tangled up far side. Yep, cooler heads have prevailed. 30-second timeout called by the Blue Devils, who are up 47-41, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The timeout period is over. Welcome back to Hanford High School in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Three straight away by Eggert is good! After getting a little tip pass from Jay Griff. Eggs all the way around again for Blue Devil Nation. And a violation on Hanford. Clifton mishandles the basketball just across the midcourt line. And the ball back to the Blue Devils, who now lead 50-41. Another Bruce Reed three and $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. 2:22 and counting left in the third quarter. Here is Bingham at the free throw line. Pass inside. Here is Jay Griff, and Jay Griff is going to be fouled down in the low post. He is fouled. And that foul is called on Fuller. The first in the quarter on Hanford. Fuller will check out. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Perks back in for the Falcons. 50-41, the Blue Devils. 2:17 left in the third quarter. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Pass inside for Bingham. Faces it down in the far corner. The ball is off his hand. He recovers. Goes along the baseline. He is double-teamed in the low block, and he is going to be hacked and fouled. Hacked and fouled is Derek Bingham. And that foul is called on Riley. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline once again. Micah Eggert bounces it in for Jay Griff. Jay Griff, shot over Jenkins, is around and off, no good. Gets his own rebound near side. Nice job by Jay Griff to keep the possession alive. Near side, here is Bingham with the basketball. Around a pick by Jay Griff. Riley stays with him. He'll go into the lane, drop it off inside for Allen, who scores! Holy Toledo! The penetration, then the dish to Nate the Great. 52-41, the Blue Devils, 1:42 and counting left in the third quarter. Hanford in possession of the basketball. It is Coe. Coe on the dribble against Derek Bingham. Hands it off out front to Clifton. He is guarded by Dumpster. Bounce pass to Jenkins. Jenkins driving far side on Jay Griff. Lost the basketball. It's taken by Eggert. Eggert into the front court, middle of the lane, far side to Bingham. Derek Bingham to the high post, spin move inside. Did he lose the ball? No, he recovered it in the lane. Dribbles outside the lane, goes back in the lane and scores! Bada bang, bada boom! A baker's dozen for Derek Bingham. 54-41, the Blue Devils shot far side, a three put up and missed by Riley. Nate Allen with a rebound near side to Micah Eggert. We're in the final minute, time remaining third quarter. Eggert with a basketball, dribbling near side, bounce it in for Allen. Far side dumps her, three on the way. It's off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Riley. Riley is double-teamed in the backcourt, gets it off to Clifton. 40 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Here near side is Clifton, spots up for a three, barely draws iron. Rebound comes off to Riley. Put back in the lane is good for Maddox Riley. 56-41, the scoreboard says. Blue Devils are up by double figs. Shot clock is off. 18 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Here is Eggert with a basketball. Dribbles to the near side. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on Coe. Scoreboard says 56-43 of the Blue Devils. That's fine with me. 12 seconds left, third quarter. That last foul, the third on Hanford. Officials coming over to the scorer's bench. Okay, it's 54-43 of the Blue Devils. Okay, we're all squared away. Well, if it was 56-43, I wouldn't have minded that one bit. That's all right. Tip zone Conoco substitution. Rowe in for Hanford. Riley checks out with 12 seconds left third quarter. Ball inbounded to Micah Agert. Guarded by Rowe. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Six. Near side. Here is Jay Griff. Jay Griff into the lane. Jay Griff all the way. Puts it up off the back of the rim. No good at the end of the third quarter. Tough break there for the Blue Devils. But Wahai will go to the final period with an 11-point lead. Wahai 54, Hanford 43. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on AlaskaAir.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Wahai 54, Hanford 43. 8 minutes remain in regulation time. Welcome back to the Hanford High Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Hanford High Gym. And the Blue Devils possess the basketball to begin the fourth and final quarter of this contest. Here is Roberson. Roberson far side. Nice move. Great move to score! Not one, but two moves in deep on the right-hand side on Rowe. Roberson with nine. Kalama Lama ding dong on that occasion. And a lost ball far side, but the ball knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. Clifton driving far side, had the ball knocked away and out of bounds. Some active hands on the part of the Blue Devils, and Hanford will retain with 7:38 left in the fourth. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Far side Jenkins against Colt Pemberton. Up top Clifton. Now with the basketball is Rowe. He'll drive into the lane. Pass deflected by Pemberton. Taken near side by Roberson. Roberson down the near side. Roberson driving near side. He'll lay it up and in! Holy Toledo! Roberson scores one for the team. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Left-handed lay-in put up and good at the other end by Perks. And Perks is fouled. Nice play on his part. He is fouled by Kalama Roberson. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Micah Agert in. He checks in for Nate Allen. Allen giving the Blue Devils some quality minutes. The Blue Devils 58, Hanford 45 with 7:08 left in the fourth quarter. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Perks. Off the back of the rim, off the top of the backboard and off. And the rebound off to Pemberton. Pemberton will drop it off on the near side to Micah Agert. He's picked up by Rowe. Now it is Derek Bingham with a basketball. High post to Pemberton. Pemberton looking for a cutter. Bingham far side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Bingham, spin move at the free throw line. Loops it inside for Pemberton. Saves it from going out of bounds. Near side to Roberson. Roberson near side baseline. Jumper good from about 8 feet away. Roberson with a baker's dozen. Six here in the fourth quarter. 60-45, the Blue Devils. Here is Rowe in the lane. He is double-teamed. Pass on the near side to Perks. Perks against Roberson. Drives in. Shot far side. Off the glass and off the iron. And the rebound off to Pemberton. Pemberton down the near side. Drops it off for Bingham. Bingham with a basketball for the Blue Devils. On the dribble. He is guarded by Coe. Bingham on the dribble, around a pick by Pemberton. Near side to Luke Higgins, spots up for a three. It's off the front of the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Perks. Blue Devils right now going with Higgins, Pemberton, Roberson, Bingham, and Eggert, and a timeout called by Hanford with 5:58 remaining in the fourth. Wahigh 60, Hanford 45, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Hanford High Gym. Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Just inside of 6 minutes remaining, fourth quarter. Wahigh Blue Devils 60, Hanford Falcons 45. Falcons possess the basketball. A backdoor pass inside, stolen by Eggert. The pass from Jenkin. Near side, here is Roberson. Roberson in the low block. Up top, here is Higgins spotting up for a three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound saved by Bingham to Pemberton. Bounce it inside for Eggert. He lays it up, no good. And the rebound off to Jenkin, and a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. Oh, what a tough break. What a tough break for the Blue Devils. The hustle not rewarded, unfortunately. And Kalama Roberson is called for that foul. Just inside of 5.5 minutes left in the fourth, 60-45. The Blue Devils. Rowe gets it in the far corner with the basketball as Riley gets it up top to Clifton. Connor Clifton with a basketball. Bounce it to Jenkin, top of the key. Now to Clifton. Long three straight away. Is off the front of the rim. He missed it. And the rebound off to Pemberton. And now to Micah Eggert. Eggert with a basketball. Crosses the midcourt line with a right-handed dribble. Now it is Derek Bingham possessing the basketball. High post to Pemberton. Pemberton against Jenkin. Pass inside for Roberson. Not expecting the pass. The ball off his hands and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Luke Higgins checks out. He is replaced by Niall Dumpser. And Stewart has checked in for the Falcons. Blue Devils up 60-45. We're inside of 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 4:50 and counting. Here is Stewart with the basketball, driving near side on Dumpser. Throws it up off the glass and good. An immediate impact for Stewart. 60-47, the Blue Devils. With the basketball is Bingham. Bingham driving far side. Drops it off in the lane for Pemberton. Pemberton double team. Far wing, here is Dumpster. Gets a man off his feet. Bounce it inside for Pemberton. He lays it up, no good. Rebound deflected, taken by Pemberton. Out front, here is Dumpster for three. It's good! A Dumpster fire here in the fourth quarter. 63-47, the Blue Devils. 4:13 and counting left in the fourth quarter. An errant pass kicked by the Blue Devils in the lane area. And the ball will stay with Hanford. 4:12 left in the fourth quarter. Tough break for the Blue Devils. And the teams retreat to their respective benches. There was a timeout called. There was a timeout called that was called by Hanford with 4:12 left in the fourth. Blue Devils 63, Hanford 47. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Wahigh 63, Hanford 47. Midway through this fourth quarter. Welcome back to the Hanford High Gym in Ridgeland. Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Hanford High School Gymnasium. And what a difference a half makes. Hanford 7, 3-point field goals in the first half. In the second half, a bagel for Hanford in that department. Hopefully I didn't jinx the Blue Devils just now. Hanford in possession of the basketball after the timeout period. The Blue Devils in a zone look now, a 2-3 zone defense. Here is Riley driving into the lane. Far side of Rowe in the near corner. Here is Stewart for three. It's good. Off the bench, 5 points for Stewart. 63-50 in favor of the Blue Devils. A lost ball in the backcourt, but Eggert is fouled, thankfully. Reach-in foul on Coe of the Falcons. Here, Edward Jones, Lawson Knight, scoreboard update. 3:50 left in the fourth quarter. Wahigh 63, Hanford 50. Blue Devils inbounding in the backcourt. Roberson gets it into Eggert. Closely guarded by Stewart. Bounce it middle of the floor to Roberson. Roberson crosses the midcourt line on the dribble. Into the lane he goes. He'll throw up a runner, no, but a blocking foul is going to be called on Hanford. Going to be called on Riley. Ruled in the act of shooting, Kalama Roberson will shoot two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The scoreboard update was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. 3:40 left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils by a baker's dozen, 63-50. Kalama Roberson at the stripe for two shots. Kalama with 13 points in the game. Six here in the fourth quarter. Free throw. Good. Yes, indeed. 64-50, the Blue Devils with 3:40 left in the fourth quarter. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw number two by Roberson is off the back of the rim. High for the rebound, Pemberton. Pemberton wrestles it away from two Falcons near corner to Bingham. Bingham along the baseline, stops, gets it up top. Bad pass into the backcourt, going to be taken by Niall Dumpser. And the ball back to Hanford on an over and back. Was hoping that Hanford deflected it, but that not the case. And we have a timeout called. A timeout called by the Blue Devils with 3:29 left in the fourth. Blue Devils 64, Hanford 50, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Hanford in possession of the basketball. The Blue Devils up 64-50. A drive far side. Stewart is fouled. Made a nice spin move far side. Had his shot blocked by Niall Dumpser. But they're going to call a foul on Niall Dumpser. And Stewart to the strike for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 3:22 left in the fourth quarter. The Blue Devils up 64-50. The first free throw by Stewart is good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Clifton back for Hanford. He is in for Riley. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Stewart, who has come off the bench to score 6 points. Now seven. So he rattles in that Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt, and it's 64-52 in favor of the Blue Devils. Far side, Pemberton hoops it on the near side for Dumpser. Dumpser, far side, Bingham. In the far corner, Dumpser will not take the three. They're going to milk some clock. Approaching the three-minute mark, time remaining in the fourth quarter. Here's Bingham into the lane. Short jumper is good. Floater with one hand. goes for Derek Bingham, 15 in the game. 66-52, the Blue Devils, 2:53 and counting left in the fourth quarter. A steal by Dumpster, far side, took it away from Stewart. Now it's on the near side. Eggert spots up for a three. It's going to be short. And the rebound comes off to Clifton. Clifton, far side, on the dribble for the Hanford Falcons. Clifton will pull up for a three-pointer. He got it from the far side. Connor Clifton with the three-point field goal, the ninth in the game for Hanford. Blue Devils with eight thus far, and that makes it an 11-point spread. 2:38 left in the fourth quarter. Timeout Hanford. The scoreboard shows Wall High 66, Hanford 55, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Hanford High School in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Hanford High Gym. 2:38 left in the fourth quarter. Wall High 66, Hanford 55. Blue Devils inbounding in the backcourt against full court pressure. Pass in for Bingham. Off for Roberson. Roberson near side to Pemberton. Inside for a cutting Dumpster. Blows the lay-in. Don't need to rush it that quickly, boys. Don't need to rush it at all, for that matter. Zip zone Conoco substitutions during the timeout period. Here's a three near side put up and missed by the Hanford Falcons. It was missed by Rowe, and a foul called inside. Called a foul on the Blue Devils. Called it on Colt Pemberton. And that keeps the ball in Hanford's hands. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Riley re-enters with 2:18 left in the fourth. 66-55 the Blue Devils. Ball in the near corner to Clifton. The ball knocked away and out of bounds by Roberson. Hanford will retain. Still a long way to go in this one. 2:17 left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils by 11. 66-55. Clifton inbound the basketball in the near corner, just below us, just below our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Out to Stewart. Stewart on the dribble, driving far side, stops in deep on the left-hand side, gets it up top to Clifton. Clifton far side. Now it is Riley. Riley gets it up top to Clifton. Clifton lost the basketball, taken by Pemberton. Now to Micah Eggert. Milk it, boys. Milk it. Milk it. Well, a foul going to be called. A reach-in foul on Coe of the Hanford Falcons. That occurs with 1:57 to go. And the Blue Devils to inbound on the near sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Blue Devils in the front court. Ball going to be looped into the backcourt to Niall Dumpster, and he is grabbed and fouled near side by Stewart. 14 fouls aside here in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils to inbound with 1:55 left. Hanford doing what they can to extend the game. Some of the partisans heading for the exits as Bingham loses the basketball. It's taken by Riley. Riley to the other end, left-handed lay, and he missed it. And the rebound comes off to Micah Eggert, and a grabbing foul going to be called on Hanford. The Blue Devils get a big break. They get a little sloppy with the basketball in the midcourt area, but thankfully Hanford unable to finish. And Hanford picks up its fifth team foul of the quarter. And Micah Eggert to the free throw line for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Micah in the ball game with 16 points. Make it 17. The first attempt up and good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Fuller is in for Hanford. He is in for Coe. Perks also checking in for Hanford. He is in for Rowe. 1:47 to go. The Blue Devils up 67-55. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw coming for Micah Eggert. It is up and it is good. Nothing but nylon. Eggs all the way around for Blue Devil Nation. Let's make them scramble this time. Blue Devils by a baker's dozen, 138 and counting left in the fourth. Long three by Clifton, near side is good. 68-58, the Blue Devils. And another foul going to be called on Hanford as Roberson is grabbed in the backcourt. Grabbed and fouled by number 25. Unfortunately, we don't have a number 25 on our roster. Be that as it may, Kalama Roberson to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 1:28 left in the fourth quarter. Free throw by Kalama is good. Yes, Lord. Another free throw for Kalama, and this one is good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Rowe checks back in for Hanford for the mysterious number 25. Ball comes into Rowe. 70-58, the Blue Devils. He'll drive far side, and a foul going to be called on the Blue Devils. Guys, stop fouling, please. Unnecessary. Hanford will get an opportunity to score with the clock stopped. 1:24 left. And Rowe to the free throw line. Fouled a moment ago by Micah Eggert on the drive far side. Free throw by Rowe. Doink! Off the back of the rim. He missed it. Substitution presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Riley is back for Hanford. He is in for Perks. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt. And this one is up and good for Rowe. Blue Devils in transition. Here is Pemberton. Now to Derek Bingham. Could have gone for an easy lane, but instead they decide to milk the clock, and I think that was a wise decision. And another foul on Hanford. As the foul fest continues. And that foul on the Falcons will send Derek Bingham to the free throw line for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 1:16 to go. Free throw, no good. Blue Devils by a double ace, up by 11, 70-59. Next attempt by Derek is good. Four possession game, 71-59, the Blue Devils. Clifton far side, steps back, jumper on the way for three, missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound deflected near side, saved inbounds by Rowe, and saved it to a teammate. No, the ball is lost by Riley, taken by the Blue Devils. Here is Eggert, bounce it inside, lay-in put up and good by Bingham. Blue Devils in transition. Go up 73-59. Shot by Rowe. Far side for three is no good. Rebound off to Bingham. Near side to Roberson. It appears that this one is no longer seriously in doubt, to coin a phrase from my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, as another foul is committed. This foul by Riley, near side. And Kalama Roberson to the stripe for two more Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Dos mas. Two more. First free throw off the back of the rim. And a vessel load of substitutions for the Blue Devils. Smith is in. Griffith is in. Higgins is in. Lincoln Heinrich is in. Another free throw coming for Kalama Roberson. It is up, and it is around and off no good. He missed them both. Score holds at 73-59, the Blue Devils. 35 seconds and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here is Stewart driving near side. Spin move on Heinrich. Goes into the lane, puts it up, missed it. Ball bounced on the rim, back to the rim twice, no good. Rebound off to Roberson. Shot clock is off. Blue Devils should just muscle down the clock here. We're down to 22 seconds left in the fourth quarter. A nice road win for the Blue Devils here tonight. Blue Devils trailed early, 19-11. But a strong second quarter and a nice second half are going to result in a victory tonight on the road over the Hanford Falcons as Smith dribbles out the final few seconds. The Wahigh Blue Devils victorious on the road. The Blue Devils come to Hanford and complete A home and home sweep of the Falcons with a hard-fought 73-59 victory over the Hanford Falcons. Coming up next, our Chevelle Construction postgame show from Hanford High School. After a two-minute timeout, you're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And welcome back to the Hanford High School Gymnasium in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Hanford High Gym. The Wahai Blue Devil boys victorious tonight over the Hanford Falcons. Earlier this evening, the Wahai Blue Devil girls with a victory over Hanford. The final score in the girls' game was 70-32. The Blue Devil boys victorious in this contest tonight over Hanford to complete a sweep. A nice night for Blue Devil basketball on the road with a couple of victories achieved. We welcome you to our postgame show presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We begin with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. It was a tight contest at halftime. The Blue Devils led just 36-33, but then Micah Eggert hit not one, not two, but three Bruce Reed threes in that third quarter. Ended up tying Derek Bingham for scoring honors on the Blue Devils side of the ledger with 18 points. And for his efforts tonight, we recognize Micah Eggert as our Eric Kimball CPA player of the game. Now our final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Final scoring in the game for the Blue Devils: Kalama Roberson, 16. Micah Eggert, 18. Derek Bingham, 18. Luke Higgins with 5. Nate Allen, 2. Colt Pemberton, 8. Niall Dumpser with 6. The Blue Devils, 27 field goals in the game, 8 from Bruce Reed range. That means $80. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones, $80 to be donated by George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones, 2 Big Blue Boosters. Blue Devils, 11 of 16 from the free throw line in the game, and the Blue Devils call for 6 personal fouls for Hanford. Co with 11. 4 points for Perks. 3 for Fuller. 12 for Riley. 5 points for Rowe. Couple of points for Jenkin. 15 points, Connor Clifton. And a nice effort off the bench on the part of Stewart. He scored 7 for the Hanford Falcons. The Falcons, by our unofficial numbers, 23 field goals in the contest. Hanford had 10 threes in this ball game. Hanford just, this is amazing. The home team with just 6 free throw attempts in the game. Hanford made 3 of those. And by our unofficial count, Hanford was called for 15 personal fouls in tonight's ball game. Final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. A winning night for the Blue Devils. Both the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams victorious tonight over the Hanford Falcons. We very much look forward to what is to come this weekend. The Wahai boys and girls basketball teams next in action on Friday. They will be in Pasco to oppose the Sage View Lobos. Girls game at 5:45, followed by the boys game at 7:30. And we plan to take the air at 5:15 on Friday night right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening and conclude our post-game show presented by our good friend Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. First, I want to thank Hanford Athletic Director Gary Winston and his crew for affording us a Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. We appreciate it very, very much. Also want to thank all the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also, a big thank you to our in-studio engineer, Juliana Brower, for another tremendous job at the controls. Also want to thank all of our great sponsors who helped make these broadcasts possible. And, of course, want to thank each and every one of you, Blue Devil Nation, for tuning in to our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Tuesday night. I hesitate to give you the final score of the boys' game because they took the score off the board before I could write it down, so my sincere apologies. But we can tell you it was a winning night for the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams here in the Tri-Cities. I'm Roy Elia reporting from the Hanford High Gym in Richland, telling you one final time as we sign off this evening, the Wahai boys and girls victorious in Mid-Columbia Conference basketball action on this Tuesday night. And again, looking forward to this weekend, the Blue Devils at Sageview on Friday, and then they will be hosting Hermiston on Saturday. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Elia, a 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. And from Hanford High School in Richland, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.